Minister Artiz Pabrik says his country needs a permanent U.S. military presence. That in order to deter Russia, and wants to boost its defenses with a U.S. Patriot missile. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is due to arrive in Latvia's capital late on Monday before a meeting on Tuesday with 29 NATO counterparts. The alliance is alarmed by a Russian military buildup on Ukraine's borders, prompted by Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014 and Moscow's support for separatists in eastern Ukraine. NATO has deployed 4 multinational battalion-sized battle groups to defend Poland and the Baltic states of Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia since July of 2017. Moscow says it has no intention of invading the Baltics or Poland and accuses NATO of destabilizing Europe by moving troops closer to Russian borders. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's inevitable that the Omicron variant will hit the U.S. Sagar Magani has this from Associated Press.
Biden is urging more coronavirus vaccinations amid concerns over the Omicron variant. Dr. Anthony Fauci says while no cases of the variant have been identified in the U.S., its appearance here is inevitable. Fauci tells ABC speculation about just how dangerous Omicron is compared to earlier strains is premature, saying we really don't know. But scientists hope to know in the next week or two how well existing vaccines protect against the variant. For now, Fauci says the president will keep encouraging the roughly 80 million unvaccinated Americans ages 5 and up to get their shots and will not immediately push for more restrictions to stop the variant's spread. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations Tourism Agency on Monday said the coronavirus pandemic will cost the global tourism